The 53-year-old woman is a native of France who moved to Canada and later became a Canadian citizen. She holds citizenship in both countries and passports from each. That was an issue during a federal district court hearing yesterday over holding her to await trial or release her pending trial in Washington. She faces an indictment charging the engineer with sending ricin to the president. She was arrested at the Peace Bridge September 20th, telling Customs the FBI wanted her about the ricin mail. Federal public defender Fonda Kubiak says a court order is keeping her locked up. Ferrier has to be moved to D.C. for that future trial.
We don't, and obviously in light of COVID, that has complicated clients' transfer across the country, but I want to assert her ability to get there as quickly as possible and not languish in some other local facility somewhere.
There was a lot of testimony during the hearing before Magistrate Judge Kenneth Schrader about Ferrier's propensity for guns, both during an arrest last year in Texas and her arrest at the Peace Bridge. Assistant U.S. Attorney Timothy Lynch says when her backpack and car were searched, she was loaded for bear. That included a loaded semi-automatic pistol, 294 rounds of ammunition, a knife, stun gun, and pepper spray, and a bulletproof vest. There aren't any criminal charges so far on the weapons. Canadian law enforcement found ricin and the materials to make it in her Laval, Quebec home. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.